Test 10. Part 1. Short Conversations. For each question in your test booklet, you will hear a short conversation. Each conversation has a short title to tell you what it is about. Listen to the conversation and choose the letter of the choice that best answers the question that appears in your test booklet. You will not hear the question. You will see it and read it. You will read it quietly to yourself. Use your pencil to mark your answer on your answer sheet. You are allowed to take notes in the test booklet. Now, look at example X and listen to the following conversation.
Example, watching an eclipse.
Hey, you've heard about the eclipse, right?
What? No, what eclipse? There's an eclipse tonight?
Yep, there is. It's not a full lunar eclipse, just a partial one. But it should definitely be noticeable if you're paying attention to the moon. It starts kind of late, though, at 2:10.
At 2:10 a.m.?
That's right. We're taking the opportunity to go out for a nice meal and then to the late show at the cinema, so we'll still be wide awake at 2. Making a sort of occasion of it, you know? You can come along if you like. I've already made some special boxes with pinholes to view it. It'll be fun.
It does sound fun, but I've got an 8 a.m. lecture tomorrow.
One, in a pet shop.
Hello again. I decided against buying the puppy. It's cute, certainly, but it would be too much of a tie. I really need a pet that's a bit more low maintenance.
You're a bit limited then. Most pets require grooming and regular feeding, not to mention the expense of veterinary bills on top of that.
Oh, I hadn't really taken those factors into account. What about a reptile, like a lizard or even a tortoise? I guess they're not such fun company as a cat or dog, but they don't require much upkeep, do they? I mean, tortoises hibernate for nearly half the year.
Reptiles are actually deceptively difficult to keep. They're not native to this country, so they require external heating sources in colder climates like ours. That goes for tropical fish, too.
Maybe I'll leave it for the moment, then. Thanks anyway.
Two, at a restaurant.
I'm going for the steak with a side dish of French fries. Actually, make that a double helping of French fries.
But you know you have to watch what you eat. It's all very well eating sensibly in the daytime, but you can't forget what the doctor said whenever you eat out in the evening.
Well, it's not like I have to watch my waistline, is it? Provided I cut back on fatty foods during the rest of the week, I'll be fine. And I'm always careful with not eating too much sugar. Although, that's so that I don't have to visit the dentist, rather than for health reasons.
Well, don't say I didn't warn you. If you have a heart attack, you have only yourself to blame. Three, at the hairdresser. I'd like a cut and color, but I don't want too much off the length. I'm prepared to be a bit more adventurous with the color, though.
Fine, but you have a few split ends, so you could do with having more than an inch off the back. If you have a darker color, that would help disguise those split ends, so you wouldn't have to have so much cut off.
Can't say I care to go darker, to be honest. Lighter tones flatter me more, so I think I'll stick to what suits me and have a bit more off the length then.
I think that's really the best option. Okay, we'll go ahead with that then.
Four, at the pharmacy.
I need a repeat prescription, please. Just another batch of these pills, please, as I've run out.
We don't normally issue repeat prescriptions unless they are authorized by your doctor. Only over-the-counter medicines can be bought without notifying your doctor first, I'm afraid.
But until now, I've been able to order a repeat prescription over the phone and pick it up a few days later.
That's because it was authorized by your GP first. It's our policy to notify the doctor on receiving a request for a repeat prescription. Then we issue the medicine. No exceptions to the rule, I'm afraid, sir. Had I had authorization, I would have had no hesitation to issue you with the pills now. But as things are, I'm afraid it's more than my job's worth.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry, I didn't realize.
Five, deciding on a vacation.
What about a camping vacation this year? It'd save us a lot of money rather than staying in a hotel, you know? Besides, it would give us a lot more freedom as to where and when we go on vacation.
You're not going to talk me into it again.
Don't worry, I'd carry all the equipment. All you'd need to do is help me pitch the tent. You know, there really is nothing quite like the great outdoors.
I don't see anything great about it. I'd sooner stay at home than go camping this year. If you decide to do it, then you're on your own. Six, problems studying.
I'm finding it really difficult to focus on my studies.
Noisy flatmates again, is it?
Well, it's just that there are too many distractions around here. It would be better if I lived further away from all the bars and clubs.
You're a first-year student, so you can't stay in working every night, you know. I don't think you should be so hard on yourself. Seven, buying a gift.
Do you think a box of chocolates will do for my mom's Christmas present?
I know they say it's the thought that counts, but aren't you taking the saying a bit too literally?
I guess I should buy something more expensive then.
That would be a start. But it's not so much the cost as the present itself, you know. Chocolates are the safe option for a gift, as they rarely disappoint. But it's your mom we're talking about. You know her better than most people, and your gift should reflect that.
Oh, I see. Maybe you have a point there.
Eight, at the department store. I would like to return an item, please.
If you still have the receipt, then you're entitled to a refund if the item is damaged or faulty. However, the goods must be returned within a month of purchase. Otherwise, if it's just a question of replacing an item, then we can exchange it for a similar priced item. Obviously, our terms and conditions do not apply to perishable goods.
Luckily, I always keep proof of purchase. The thing is, I have no issue with the item itself. I've always been very pleased with your household products. It's just my husband bought it as a gift without realizing I already own the item in question.
Okay, let's check your receipt. Oh, you brought it back just in time. So, I won't issue you with a refund then, but you may exchange the item, as stated in the terms and conditions.